Welcome to the Unicorn Mindset, where we explore the reasons you are choosing not to be the badass unicorn you are. Whether you're seeking to find inspiration as a leader or just want to show up as your authentic self, stick around. It's time to show the world your horn. I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I'm an entrepreneur and leader, but most importantly, a recently proclaimed unicorn. Happy Monday, unicorns. I hope you guys had a wonderful week last week and truly embraced your authentic self. So I wanted to take some time with this episode and kind of share a little bit about me and my past, as well as where I'm going and the decision I've made to really just be worthy of my own life and worthy of success and love and appreciation. So I grew up in a family that had four children. Excuse me. And I was the youngest of those four kids and the only girl. And a lot changed as I was growing up that was different than my siblings. And it caused me to kind of feel left out and kind of left behind a bit as far as like love and appreciation goes. And I don't blame anyone in my life for this. I think it was just circumstances and what happened. And where I am at currently is just a really beautiful place of peace. And I think we should all strive to be there and take real ownership of our own success. But I truly believed that I wasn't worthy of good friends. I had to buy good friends. I had to find love in very unsafe places. And I was always just kind of afraid of true success. Like anytime I get really close to being successful, it would scare me. but it also like this feeling of, you know, not being worthy of true success also protected me from a lot of failures because I didn't put myself out there to fail. So like I'll give you guys a perfect example. In middle school, there wasn't like tryouts for sports teams. And so I was on volleyball and I loved volleyball. I loved being the setter and I loved being that person. And then I got to high school and there were tryouts and I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I didn't set myself up to really deal with failure very well because I was always so afraid of trying and failing and not being worthy of that position or that rank or whatever had happened. I know it seems crazy. But this also caused me to be a very big introvert and kind of a recluse when it came to big social situations. So I really didn't see a ton of failure in my upbringing. You know, I was a straight A student. Seeking that validation and that value through that, I was on honor roll, I was on student council, I was in FBLA, you know, those things. Again, things I didn't have to try out for. And I really strived to do my very best in everything I did try. And I didn't set myself up for anything super hard. And when I would take those giant leaps, I would like instantly feel like a failure. So it was really hard. And I was always seeking like this love and approval and just to be told that, you know, that I'm proud of you. I love you for you. I'm showing up for you. Thanks. And it was really hard for me when I got married and I met my husband, who is my biggest cheerleader. He sees me and what I'm capable of, even when I can't see it for myself. So it was very hard for me to accept his love because I didn't believe it was true. Right? Like I had a hard time really thinking that I was worthy. And I'm just like, man, you really put me up on this crazy pedestal. Like one of these times I'm going to fall really hard off of it. And it's going to be very scary. But anytime I have failed or been emotional or really just like struggled, he was there to pick me up. He didn't put me down or treat me poorly or anything like that. And I never had to fight for his love. And that's like the biggest step of change that I took. And you know, I've done some things since being married to him that I didn't think I would ever do ever in my life. So I just have these really hard thoughts of not being worthy of love and true success in my life. And that's what makes this episode particularly important to me, because I feel like every person, whether you're a female or not, has a story, has something that they're holding on to. And men, you guys, you do this too. So if you're listening to this as a male, just sit with it in your heart. You don't have to sing it from the rooftops, but I want you to sit with this in your heart. If there is something that's happened to you in your past, whether that someone had said some hurtful words to you, which trust me, I've heard my share of hurtful words, or you know, maybe your home life wasn't great, or maybe you made a decision in your adult life that just really wrecked your world. It is okay. It's okay. Like, we get one life. And if we hold on to these things, we really are failing ourselves. And we're choosing to not allow ourselves to the love and success and pride that we should have for just being our authentic self. So the whole reason that my podcast is named The Unicorn Mindset is because this is the concept that is so hard for so many. And when you deal with the things that are holding you back, it doesn't mean that they go away. They still creep up. I went through months and months of therapy to go through the things that I was struggling with, that I couldn't understand, that I couldn't comprehend. Why can't I be loved? Why am I not loved the way that I wanted to be? Why do I feel constantly judged, right? So when I was going through those things, it still creeps up today. It's still a thing that comes out in different ways in my life. There's a lot of disbelief when people come into my life and they're like, oh, Nicole, you're amazing. I'm like, okay. Are you being real? Like, I question it. I don't think that that's a truthful statement, because I feel like I had to always earn love and respect and validation. And that was at home, at school, in my work, like everywhere. It was just how I had felt. And I've made a choice and a decision since kind of seeking help in therapy that I didn't want to hold on to that anymore, that I wanted to be better than that. And I believe that you can be better too. You can choose to overcome whatever negative story, negative life, feelings that you have just towards things that have happened in your world. You can choose to overcome it, and you can choose to acknowledge it. And acknowledging it, that's why I brought up, you know, men, love you guys, but you have a much harder time naturally addressing and feeling those emotions. And there are some women that are the same way. I'm one that I wore my heart out on my sleeve, and my emotions are right there, and you know, you barely poke me and I cry and I get emotional, and that's me, and I can own that. And I'm not like a blubbering mess 24/7. I know that's kind of what it sounded like, but I promise that's not who I am. But I very much so am aware of how I'm feeling, but I don't always pay attention to it. I try to go into fix it mode. And I feel like that's a very common response in a lot of men too, is when we feel something and we feel negative, or we feel a certain way about a situation that's happening, even though that situation doesn't have any bearing on us. So if you went back and listened to me overcoming negative things and having a positive perspective, that's how I deal with it. I'm a natural fixer, which is crazy to think about, because I'm pretty task focused, but I'm very much so ingrained in the emotional side of it. And so where this idea of being unworthy came out in my life is me actually being able to take a step back and have an emotional human connection with my team and my friends and my immediate family. So my son and my husband, when they're having a bad day, I do my very best to be there for them emotionally and fix it. The problem with fixing it though is that sometimes that's not the answer. Like, they don't want to be fixed. They're not broken. They're just feeling an emotion. And that's something that I have consciously decided I'm going to get better at, because that's my trauma response. Because if it's failing or it's broken, I don't want anybody to feel failure or that brokenness. I want to fix it for them so they don't have to feel that way. I don't want them to feel the way I feel. I don't want them to feel the way I felt. So that's my promise, is to work on that. But it's so important just to recognize the things that are holding you back in your life that are not necessarily like financial barriers or, you know, physical barriers that you might have. I'm talking about emotional barriers, because we can increase our intellectual property. We can take classes. We can learn from peers. We can do all of those things. We can work on our financial situation. You know, we can do those types of things, but we can't do them to the level of success that we all deserve until we're willing to address our emotional piece. Our true barrier to seeing clearly the problems that are arising in our world that are causing us to not feel as successful or reach our truest dreams. I was made to feel like I can't dream big, right? They always tell you like, oh, there's only so many people that make it to the big screen, right? Like there's only so many movie stars out there. Like my original dream was just to get my CPA license and open a small accounting firm here. Guys, I don't do that. Not even close. And I've always felt like I had this bigger calling. Like in my heart, I knew there was something I was called to do. And that's part of the reason why I started this podcast, because it's a mindset of I am worthy, I'm worth it, and really stepping into that and holding myself accountable to releasing an episode every week for you guys to share my journey and my thoughts with you. And have you take away something, even if it's like just a laugh for the day, then I've done my job, because I feel like I have things now to contribute to the world. And you should too. Every single person in our world contributes. We're a community first. There will always be hardship. There will always be struggles, but there will also always be love. There will also always be triumph. And we have to believe in that. We really have to sit down and analyze the tough situations that are happening in our life and uncover where they're coming from. What's that root cause? What's the thing that we keep telling ourselves that causes us to feel like we deserve this, right? I'm not a super financially stable individual. I'm just not. I liked things for the longest time, but I realized I was filling my life with things instead of love. So this is where I'm going. And this is what my ask is of each of my listeners. Okay. Take an inventory of where you really want to be. If you close your eyes and you picture your dream, like what is your peace? What makes you happy? What truly gives you energy? And is like, man, if I did that every day, I would jump out of bed in the morning. I would feel so confident and so empowered to just be my authentic self. And I want you just to take a second and close your eyes and think about it. And then I want you to write it down. Commit it to paper, because there's something so powerful in committing it to paper that helps us understand that there is a dream in there. There is something more than our 9-to-5. There's something more than being a parent. There's something more than being a caretaker. Even if you live by yourself and maybe you're pushing yourself through college, but you always felt like you didn't really want to do college, but you did it because of pressure. Anything that you're doing in your life because of an outside influence that doesn't sit right with you, I want you to really think about what you want. What do you want in your life and in your future? And then I want you to determine what's standing in your way and make a choice to clear your path. I am doing the same thing. I am going to tell you guys right now, I am committed to becoming a full-time coach. I want to help other leaders. I want to help people on my team see their truest potential. No matter how hard it gets, I'm here and I am present for not only myself, but for every person that I encounter. And to me, that's how I can serve our world and how I can contribute to our society. Because everyone needs that person that they can come to and say whatever is on their mind and just get it out so they can feel better. There's nothing like being able to talk to someone and get something out that you've been holding in for hours, weeks, months, years, however long, and just let it out of yourself. There's this like giant sigh of relief that happens. And I'm going to do that. I am going to create a safe space for my friends, my family, my team to feel love and appreciation and to help them see and achieve their truest success and never, ever feel unworthy. Because every single one of us is absolutely worthy. So I hope today, friends, that you all take a moment to appreciate and have gratitude for you and your soul and your preciousness. Everything that you've experienced and gone through has brought you to today. And everything that's stressing you out may or may not be there tomorrow. So don't let it live too long in your head today. And definitely don't let it hold you back from your future tomorrow.
If you are joining this journey with me to empower yourself and others, I would love for you to subscribe and leave a rating with a review. Until next time, unicorns, I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I hope you decide today to be unapologetically you.